Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to r/AmIThebutthole, where this angry stepdad chucks his stepson's Xbox into the pool just because he didn't do his chores. Am I the butthole for demanding that my son's stepdad pay for the Xbox he threw in the pool? I am a father of a 16-year-old son called Adam. His mother and I have been separated since he was six. Adam is always happy to spend time at my place as part of the custody agreements. He hates his stepdad and calls him controlling. He puts strict rules on Adam and punishes him for long periods of time over small mistakes. He doesn't give him allowance like I do or let his mum give him any money, so Adam started working to be able to buy the stuff he wants. Now, Adam always wanted to buy an Xbox, but couldn't afford the full price. So I told him whatever he saved, I was willing to pay double, and he was able to buy a new Xbox for the first time weeks ago. I got an angry phone call from his stepdad, asking why the heck I bought Adam an Xbox, knowing it's not allowed at his house. First of all, I told him that Adam paid for the Xbox with his hard-earned money, and second of all, that it's his mum's house, so he can't dictate what is and what isn't allowed. He went on about how the Xbox is a distraction tool for Adam from his school and chores. But I assured him that Adam is responsible with time and can manage and balance just fine. He suggested I keep the Xbox at my house and that Adam can come over to play, but I said that that's not up to me. Clearly, I got him angry enough, so he warned me about the consequences of seeing Adam playing with that Xbox and ignoring his duties. I hung up immediately. 2 days later, Adam called and was freaking out, saying his stepdad had a rage fit and threw his Xbox in the pool as a punishment for Adam playing it instead of mowing the lawn. I was in dismay. I went over to his mum's house to see what was going on, but I didn't find her. Instead, I found Adam crying, and I confronted his stepdad, and he said he'd had to do it because Adam was being neglectful with his chores, and said that this was the result of built-up resentment because of Adam's continuous lack of responsibility. I argued that even if he thought Adam was being irresponsible with his playing time, throwing the Xbox in the pool was unhinged of him because he could have hidden it for all I know. He yelled that he gets to decide what punishment fits and went on about how he was just trying to help Adam become a responsible young man. I was tired of this, and I told Adam to pack up his stuff and go to my place. His stepdad firmly said he wouldn't allow it and that I was preventing him from performing his duties as a father and an authority figure, but I told him, you need to pay for a new Xbox. He argued that I was delusional to expect him to pay for something he doesn't want in his house in the first place, but I said that was enough, then left. Adam's mother came and argued with me, saying her husband made a mistake, but I shouldn't have taken Adam out of the house. I asked if she was happy with how his stepdad was treating him, and she said that's tough love, because he wouldn't have done this if he didn't care. I blatantly said that her husband was just being an overbearing, power-tripping control freak, and told her that Adam is staying with me, and we're expecting a new Xbox. She told the family I was stopping her from seeing Adam. Alright guys, get down in the comments, what do you lot think? Is OP the butthole or not? I'll give you 3 seconds to write something down. I lied, I'm not waiting around, especially not for you. I think that OP is definitely not the butthole. I mean, if you chuck someone's Xbox into a pool for no legitimate reason, as you said, you genuinely could have just hidden it and it would have had the same effect, then yeah, you gotta buy a new one. Pretty obvious. And now moving on to our second post. Am I the butthole for telling my entire family that my cousin's child-free wedding isn't 100% child-free and refusing to attend? I need some insight to see if I'm in the wrong, because I really don't feel like I am. I am a 32-year-old woman, and I just received an invite to my cousin, Alex, who is a 30-year-old woman's, wedding. It stated on the invite that the wedding would be child-free. I'm not new to child-free weddings, but what has me frustrated is the fact that there will be children at the wedding. Alex plans on having her and her future husband's nieces and nephews at their wedding, I overheard her asking her sister if her niece could be the flower girl at a family get-together. Now, this confused me because child-free means no children. So I called Alex and asked. I told her and said that if her nieces and nephews are going, then my 5-year-old daughter, who is similar in age to her nieces and nephews, should be allowed to go too. Alex said that only those in the bridal party are the exception, and that she wants her nieces and nephews at the wedding. When I asked why they could come and not my daughter, she said it's because she knows her nieces and nephews are well behaved, so there will be no issues. She also knows her sister and brother-in-law's parents very well, and to top it off, she's a teacher who wants a day where she doesn't have to deal with the children of others. She also just said that she's closer to them. I told her that her reasoning was ridiculous, because child-free means no kids, including her nieces and nephews. Alex then told me that I was more than welcome to decline the invites, so I did. I ended up venting to my mother, who is married to Alex's dad's brother, and while she didn't agree with Alex, she said she could understand her feelings. However, my dad didn't like it and called her dad, my Uncle Mitch, asking why my daughter couldn't come. Now, Mitch told my dad that it is Alex's wedding and said that she can do as she pleases. He also said that cousins are not the same as nieces and nephews, especially since they're in the bridal party. My dad said that since Mitch is paying for it, he should talk Alex into allowing children, but he declined and said that he and my aunt don't believe paying for the wedding gives them a say, and even if it did, he agrees with Alex. This upset my dad, so he then told other family members. Now, several members are upset that Alex and her future husband's nieces and nephews will be there, but no one else is allowed to bring their children. We've got a fairly large family, and we all watch each other's children, so finding childcare will be difficult. Most of the family say it's Alex's wedding, and her reasons make sense, but I and some of my cousins are refusing to attend. Alex doesn't seem to care one way or the other. One cousin told Alex she was bringing her child anyway, to which Alex said, "Make sure you wear sneakers so it's easier on your feet as you're escorted back to your car," which is how we found out that she's having the security guard from her school checking the guest list, and that he knows to not let any children in. So, am I the butthole? Oh, wow, this one's a bit hard, isn't it? Oh, wait, no, it isn't. It's like obvious. Who posts this sort of shit? Like, seriously, it's the most dumb post I've ever seen in my life. It's Alex's wedding, you stupid mug. Obviously, she can do what she wants. If she wants no kids, but if she wants kids that she likes, it's her wedding, man. She can do that. Crazy, I know. And also, why are you being like a grammar Nazi and going over the exact specifics of calling it child-free and therefore having to have no children at all? It just means that you can't bring your annoying little kid, mate. That's it. She can bring hers and her nieces and nephews that she likes and knows aren't going to be a problem. And by the way, want to be heavily involved in the wedding as part of the bride party or whatever. But not your little rats. They can stay out.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And now for our third post. Am I the butthole for reminding my husband's friend that I make 3 times his salary? My husband has a friend called Mike, who fancies himself the Wolf of Wall Street. Mike got some money when his grandpa passed away, about 150k, and he blew it all very quickly in get-rich-quick schemes, as well as trying out day trading. He's currently working in a call center while still trying to make it big. He's got no inheritance money left. The issue is that Mike is really bad at making financial decisions, and so he keeps losing money. But that doesn't stop him from repeating over and over that next year he'll make his first million. He's been saying this for 5 years. I wouldn't mind his attitude as much, except he constantly belittles me and my husband, looking down on us for our car when he doesn't have one, or saying that smart people work for themselves as a dig at our jobs. He finally made money last week, about 2,000, and he came over for dinner. He was on a huge high from making money and was more arrogant than usual, talking about how he was going to buy a really expensive car and wouldn't be caught dead with the car we own. He then kept saying, "I made 2K in 15 minutes. Nobody else at this table can say that." He then proceeded to try and give us financial advice, which consisted of him putting down mine and my husband's jobs. He makes the same amount as my husband and way less than me. I got fed up with this attitude and said, Mike, we didn't make 2,000 in 15 minutes, but I do make 100,000 a year, which is about 3 times what you make. And I never blow 150k. So I really don't think you're in a position to advise on finances. He stormed out and said I was a butthole. My husband thinks I should have been nicer since I know how he is. So, am I? Again, of course, absolutely not. But realistically, I don't even know why I'm commenting on this story. I don't care about anyone involved. The truth is that if you add up all their salaries of all 3 people involved in this story and times it by 10, you still haven't got to my yearly salary. And that's the truth, guys. I'll be completely honest. That is the truth. So why am I even bothering to comment on these guys? These absolute losers making 6 figures. Jesus, get a better job. Can I put that in? Who cares? And by the way, before all you lot like go down to the comments and say stop flexing and stop being arrogant, etc. Obviously, that is actually true. So yeah, I was flexing. Deal with it. And now for our final post of today's r/AmItheButthole episode. Am I the butthole for not following my husband's new religious beliefs? Me and my husband, who are about 30 years old, met in college and have been married for 6 years. My husband was raised in a strict evangelical household, but broke away from those beliefs around the time we met. We had what I thought was a very happy marriage, until my husband's father passed away in early 2021. He received a cancer diagnosis and was gone a few weeks later. My husband was, and is, very understandably, completely devastated. He'd remained very close to his father, despite no longer following the religious beliefs of his childhood. My husband decided to honor his father's memory by rejoining his church. Unfortunately, it is one of those churches that forbids many things I find fun and relatively harmless, and classifies them as addictions or tools of Satan. For example, before his father's passing, my husband and I enjoyed having a glass of wine or cocktail now and then. Maybe a couple times a week. And we also enjoyed weed or edibles, legally, once every month or two. But after joining the church, my husband decided he was an alcoholic and drug addict. He also decided that his occasional prawn use, we enjoyed it together to spice things up now and then, was also an addiction. He's now insisting that I'm also an addict because I don't want to give all these things up. I tried to meet him halfway. Look, I don't care about weed and I'm fine never using it again, and I agreed not to drink at home if my husband truly wanted to have a sober household, but I said that I would still want to have an occasional drink when out with friends. I will admit, I like written erotica, which he never thought was a problem until he became religious. He also threw away my vibrator, saying it was an instrument of the devil. The latest is that my husband's pastor told him video games, all games that is, not just M-rated ones, are sinful. And now my husband is insisting that I have a video game addiction and that I need treatment. Gaming is a main hobby for me, probably around 8 to 10 hours a week. It's not an addiction in my view, just something that I really enjoy. I work full-time, cook, clean, exercise, etc. I'm not neglecting anything else in my life, except respect for my husband's new beliefs, I guess, by gaming. My husband wants me to start going to church with him. He says he will go to couples counseling, but only through his church, not to a secular counselor. I told him that I understand that he's grieving and struggling, and that I want to be kind and supportive, and if it really helps, we can keep alcohol and weed out of the house. But I'm not going to become an evangelical. Unlike him, I was raised with atheist parents, and I'm not going to restrict myself to activities that he finds acceptable under his religious beliefs. I also asked him to please stop labeling habits he doesn't like as addiction. Of course, he now thinks I'm a butthole for being mean to him while he's grieving. Most of our family members and friends also think I should do what he asks in the name of being supportive. So, am I the butthole? Okay, well look, this one is actually slightly tough, I would say, because you can't really put yourself in that position unless you've gone through it before. Personally, my husband's father has never died, and my husband hasn't then turned evangelical. So unfortunately, I can't really give much of an opinion. However, I would say that OP, clearly you understand what's going on here, and it's not as if you're saying, oh no, don't do any of that, I'm not supporting you in any of that. You know what he's going through, obviously. And it's also very clear by what you've written here that you understand that you need to be supportive of your husband. It's not as if you're neglecting everything that he he's just, you know, found again. But yeah, I think it is like just finding that middle point, but it's quite hard to, I guess, at the moment with your husband. Maybe for a period of time, you could go a little bit further, maybe a little bit further than you'd like to, just to appease your husband and support him whilst he's going through such a bad, you know, period of time. Then eventually come back towards a sort of middle ground once your husband, you know, gets a little bit better and gets over it a little bit more. I don't know. In the same way, you don't just want to sacrifice everything that you enjoy doing. And to be honest, some of the stuff your husband is saying is actually kind of mad. Like, you're not addicted to games, you play them for 8 to 10 hours a week. And if you are, then I'm in big trouble. Let me tell you that for sure. And by the way, so are all of you, I'm guessing. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/AmITheButthole. If you did enjoy it and you want more from this subreddit, honestly, it's probably one of my favorite subreddits at the moment. I just get to, you know, banter around. Watch this video. It's elite. It's actually elite. Yeah, so click it. It's elite. It's an elite video. Watch it. Watch it now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.